In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, before we start to our field trip this fall to see the relics of Saint Maria Goretti, we have this beautiful High Mass in her honor, the votive Mass of Saint Maria. And this little girl who lived in Italy not so much than about 100 years ago, she is, of course, known as the martyr of purity and also one of the youngest canonized saints in our church. But even though she's mostly known about the concerning the circumstances in the end of her life, she really was truly a model example to all children how a good Catholic child follows his or her life and how he or she always shows reverence to his parents and loves God from all his heart. And Maria Goretti, who was affectionately called Marietta by her family, she was born in eastern side of Italy in the year 1890, and she was one of five children of Luigi and Assunta Goretti, and her parents lived on a farm, and Saint Maria worked with her parents on a farm. She could not read or write in the very early stage of her life because she could not go to school. By the time she was six, her family was forced to give up their farm to move and to work for other farmers because her family had become so poor. And the bad circumstances and sorrows continued even after this hard move. And her father died of malaria when Saint Maria was 9 years old. And soon after, her mother, sisters, and brother had to go to work in the fields. But little Maria also put her share in helping the whole family. She would cook, sew, and keep the house in an orderly fashion. And at that time, it was a very difficult time for the whole Goretti family, but the family stayed close and everybody helped each other. One of the beautiful things in Saint Maria Goretti's life was also the care she took about her father's soul after he had died. She was truly afraid that her father's soul would remain in purgatory for too long. So what did she do? She, as a good Catholic child, prayed constantly for the repose of her father's soul. This habit of prayer led to long practice meditation of the mysteries of the Holy Rosary and mystery of a joyful expectation of resurrection. The Holy Rosary was constantly tied around Saint Maria's wrist because she really could not long go anywhere without praying it. She was a diligent daughter who cared for her mother and helped with the other children. When there was work to do, she would not go out and play, but she would prefer to stick to the chores of the home. And all of this helpfulness and love towards the whole family was not done grudgingly, but rather in a spirit of zealous love for Jesus. Saint Maria was also a girl of very strong will. At that time, the age of reception of First Communion was 11 years, and she insisted on receiving when she turned 11. But her mother was really much against it, because there was no time for her preparation of catechism, no money to pay for the proper dress and veil, and no way that she could read or write well enough to learn her catechism. But she was undaunted, and she, by the holy zeal and perseverance, found a way, and Saint Maria indeed received her first communion in May 1902, just a few weeks before her martyrdom, and the whole town pitched in to get her the proper attire for Holy Communion. Dear children, during today's pilgrimage should not only be fun outing and the honorable veneration of Saint Maria's relics, but it should also be a good occasion to examine ourselves. How do we live up with the holy image of a Catholic childhood? And when we do like Saint Maria did in her very tender years, that is, love God from all of our hearts and always show love and reverence to our superiors and to our family members, we truly are one of God's little saints already on this earth. Let us pray in this Mass that this Holy Virgin and Martyr would intercede for us, not only for this happy day of field trip, but for all of our lives, and that she would also have recourse to God for all of our families and for all of our parishioners and for all those poor souls of this world who still so desperately need this holy love to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and to the Immaculate and Pure Heart of Mary. May God bless you.